Thanks, Jeremy. Is there anyone in the audience that signed up that is for the application? Anyone signed up to speak that is opposed to the application? Okay. Jeremy, you want to have a seat?
Sure.
Hello, my name is Christy Breitenbach, and I, along with my three sisters, we inherited our parents' property on Deerfield Lane 15 years ago. And I have to say, after reading the post made by Mr. Worley on the neighborhood website next door and the letter he mailed, I was confused about everything he was asking for. And so first I wanted to find out more about him, so I Googled him. And I saw a resume with strong involvement and an obvious passion for the vacation rental industry. I read some articles and watched a few of his videos. I know you commissioners are well aware of his credentials, so I won't bother to go through them. But my skepticism crept in, and I'm a skeptical person. I found myself struggling with, how can you tell if someone is being upfront with you or misrepresenting the situation to try and pull a fast one? I continued doing my research, and I looked at some of his previous appeals to your board, and I read some Taney County Planning Commission reports, staff reports, the scoring reports, and complaint reports. And I was surprised to see some pretty negative scores and comments. And the most alarming was approved in 2015 on Tate Road, where Mr. Worley appeared to sidestep the rules by doing nightly rentals on his property without following proper procedures until a complaint was filed. Trust was lost in this community, so my skepticism is now pretty high. To get back on track, to me it looks like we've got three separate approvals, proposals. Convert the current real estate office to short-term rental, to build a 15-bedroom lodge for the purpose of office space rental use, and the third to convert the said office space to short-term vacation rental somewhere down the line. And I did not know until tonight that it was normal. I didn't know it was normal to bundle proposals. So that was going to be one of my questions, so I know that now. So in his post, and I don't know if you had time to read it or the letter also mailed to us, it just seemed to me that he was more, it was being more used as a platform of being strongly opposed to our county's practice of performance planning versus the letter being informational. For example, under current zoning, I'm not even allowed to rent my current office to another commercial business that is not real estate, in parentheses, which doesn't make sense. I respond to this by saying that being in the real estate business for 13 years, I'm sure Mr. Worley has a thorough understanding of Taney County zoning wherein he purchased this property. He knew what he was getting into. Then after explaining his business rapid growth, he made this statement. I have to essentially rent to the agents who are independent contractors. In addition, I'd like the opportunity to rent my conference room to nonprofits and the training room to businesses that help teach and train. Hence my need to ask for short-term rental. And my question to you commissioners is, does a proposed office building require short-term rental approval for you to be able to rent to independent real estate agents?
I don't, we're really not in the question and answer.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, the same about the conference room. You know, why the need for short-term rental if it's truly going to be an office building? Then his statement on my current office is experiencing more and more traffic and is occupied with people 365 days a year. As a nightly rental, it would only occupy a few people and would be occupied 150 nights a year. The impact would be less and considered more residential. Well, I can only speak for myself, but I'd rather see a building occupied versus being vacant for over 200 days. and I feel business office hours and days tend to match neighborhood resident schedules better than vacationers. Vacationers tend to have late arrivals, early checkouts, and also keep later evening hours. Weekends tend to be the busiest days for vacationers, and that's when families are home the most. My concerns are noise, safety, and traffic. Next are these two statements found in different letters of the Post. The cheaper option is to put up a metal building. Then there's, if I'm not able to use the revenue from 1159 Bee Creek Road, then I won't have the funds to put up a nice style building, and I'll have to go the route of a metal building. Yet here it was again, as he states for the third time, here's the caveat. I can't afford to build a nice lodge office unless I can generate some revenue from my existing property. I truly believe, as an investment realtor, Mr. Worley wants his project to be pleasantly appealing. However, I also recognize a strategy of using persuasive negotiating techniques when you're given the illusion of a choice. I often use it on my grandchildren. Since the building is mentioned three times, I was anxious to see if he presented also plans for the metal building that was talked about three times in this letter, but I don't believe it has been. I'll know you'll do your due diligence. However, these are some of the questions I ask myself. On the new construction 15-bedroom office lodge, some questions I was thinking about were, how many occupants, including the individual agent, support staff, and clients, do you think will occupy the building? What would the seating be for the proposed conference room and training room? Would the said conference room and training rooms be used and rented out at the same time as regular office hours? I guess what I'm getting to is how many parking spaces are going to be needed at this office building, because that means a lot of concrete or asphalt, and with this property being at the top of a climbing hill, I'm concerned about surface runoff water going down Bee Creek and down to the Bee Creek Bridge. That bridge goes directly into Lake Taneycomo. I'm concerned about flooding and the Bee Creek Road becoming a stream during heavy storms. I'm concerned about erosion and the increase of sediments and pollutants in the waterway that will affect our wildlife as this water travels directly into Lake Taneycomo. I'm also concerned about increased traffic, and I feel like the county is also, because we continually see the traffic count strips up on that road, and we currently have the speed monitor on that road. Bee Creek is a narrow, extremely busy road, and it has abundant wildlife, and one that is often very difficult to pull onto or out of. Within 0.7 mile north of the proposed property, there are four churches, the Boys and Girls Club, two automotive businesses, a photography business, the 224-unit Bee Creek apartment complex, Taney County Health Department offices, the Simmering Center, an HVAC business, a storage unit rental business, and the corporate offices of the Branson Public Schools. There are also many more acres of property for sale along Bee Creek, so increased traffic is going to always be a big concern for the neighborhood. Other questions I asked: will the building, if it is an office, have set hours, or will each individual contractor set their hours? Concerned about lights, noise, traffic all hours of the day and night. Is there adequate water and sewer infrastructure available to meet the demand? Is there emergency water supply close to the location? I do believe the saying that there's a time and a place for everything. I just don't believe short-term rental vacation homes are compatible near single-family neighborhoods. I'm sure this is nothing you've heard before. Our homes are our largest investment we make. Tourists don't belong in areas close to private residential neighborhoods. Living next to a motel with a revolving door of vacation-minded visitors is not what we signed up for. Neighborhoods are for neighbors, not for vacation rentals. Communities are for residents, not tourists. the property owners of vacation short-term rentals want the right to make money and for communities to encourage tourism, while homeowners want a peaceful, quiet, and safe place to live. Property owners of vacation short-term rentals see profits, while the rest of us just see homes. I worry about safety issues, noise, and other nuisances. I worry about our wildlife. I worry about our home's value. If this is approved, I worry about the penetration of short-term rentals moving to our neighborhood. I worry that the popularity of short-term vacation rentals has grown at such an alarming rate that has far outpaced government and county regulations. In fact, I read an article that stated most local governments find it practically impossible and or too expensive to enforce their local ordinances covering short-term properties. Regulating short-term rentals should not be just about revenue, but rather about minimizing the many negative effects with uncontrollable growth of short-term rentals in residential neighborhoods. I fear our individual homeowner rights will be lost as the vacation rentals take over our neighborhoods. My opposition to this proposal is clear. Local government needs to work towards effective and enforceable regulations to protect communities, neighborhood character, and housing availability. I'm closing with this article I found in a realtor magazine written by realtor Barbara Nicholas. And she states, "The real estate industry needs to take a stand to protect residential zoning laws against short-term residency. Without this protection, property values will decline and cause neighborhood stress and disruption. Saving our communities and protecting our property values is the mission of our real estate industry. I have worked hard as a real estate broker to pay for my home of 29 years. I did not buy in a transient motel zone and do not believe that profit motives of short-term rental companies on a few properties should be allowed to negatively impact my home's value, peace, and quiet and safety." Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am, could you point out on the map here where you live on Deerfield?
My sister actually lives in the house. Mm-hmm. I live all of the
Deerfield's right
Deerfield
here.
Lane, so this is it. As soon as you turn in, this is it.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Next.
Hi, my name's Andrea Turner. I was born in Branson, and I have lived in the same house on Bee Creek Road for over 40 years. Bee Creek was a narrow, two-lane, tree-lined road directly off of a two-lane Highway 65. I grew up in downtown Branson, and I truly thought we were moving to the middle of nowhere. So I feel I know as much as anyone how much Bee Creek has changed for the good and the bad in the last 40-plus years. The combination of words like 15-bedroom lodge and office building and short-term rental to describe one building in the public hearing notice left me with questions. Then in his personal letter to residents, dated October 23, 2019, Mr. Rorley explained the 15-bedroom lodge will become private and semi-private offices, which he will have to rent to independent contractors, as well as renting out the conference room. He then states, and I quote, "Hence my need to ask for short-term rental." And now I am even more confused and have more questions. It seems tonight that, if I interpret it right, if he wanted to put in a strictly office building, he could do so. But because he rightly doesn't know what business holds down the road, he wants to piggyback that with the short-term rental caveat. So it seems it's by choice and not by need. Inserting the room's bedroom or short-term rental would allow Mr. Worley to turn the building from office spaces to a vacation rental without any further approval needed from the county. A very smart business move, more like a plan B for Mr. Worley but not necessarily a fair one, by implying that there was a need to do so.